You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl, man. I'm having a great day, man. It is Tuesday, man. How about yourself?
Hey, man, every day is a great day.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, man, I'm going to talk about today or we. Are going to talk about today a lot of different things, as always. And so I have no guests. I didn't want any guests today because I got some subjects that I want to have frank conversations with you about, the listening audience. And I'll tell you something. I have people and, just people are not the same. When you've lived a long time and you've had a chance to witness the evolution or de-evolution of people, you just start wondering, where does it go from here? And I was born at a time when people were concerned about other people. There was less selfishness and more selflessness than we see today. And, and maybe it had a lot to do with the fact that, 80, 85% of the people were in some form of religion. And that, being engaged in religion maybe shaped the people and who we were, and it constantly talked about. I know as a young man, as a young boy, my parents had us in church from the time we were, 5 years old. We weren't alone. Just about everybody I knew, all my friends, everybody was in some form of religion. And it was a way of life. Saturday night, you went to bed. Your clothes, I don't care what it was, no matter what you had, if you only had a few. I'm from a family of 13, so it wasn't like we had a whole lot of things, but my mother made sure that everything was washed and clean. And you got a chance, with 13, there's only one tub. and so we had a regiment. As you get older, you think back on all those things, but we were able to make it through. And it was a collective, and your neighbors and were concerned about you and one another, and we lived at a time, even though there were tough issues that we were faced with, there was more concern about your fellow man. You didn't loathe thy neighbor, as we see today. There's so much loathing going on today. And I don't care what it is, man. I don't care if it's just, going to the supermarket or the grocery store. I remember, going to, I don't remember. This is just recently, just yesterday. I'm walking into the store and somebody opens, the door. It's not an automatic door. And they see me coming and just let the door go.
Oh, man.
Come on, man. Yeah, I don't care who it is, man. You ever see that?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
Okay. I don't care who it is, man. I look behind me. If the person is 10 seconds, 15 seconds behind me, I wait.
Door, you're right.
Okay. And hold the door. I don't care who it is. Black, white, male, female. You know, it doesn't matter, man. It's a human being.
No dignity.
Yeah, man. But today, you just see that there's something going on with people that is not good long term. 855-752-4842. And this downward spiral in humanity has been enhanced under, you know, the new president and his minions. You know, they didn't create this downward spiral. But, you know, that empathy, the ability to understand and share the feelings of another, empathy is being lost. And long term, this can be nothing but detrimental to not only our nation, but to the peoples of the world. You can't see or feel somebody else's feelings, nor do you really care. We're in these silos. And me, I, greed. Man, you know, where did it come from?
Went from the me movement to the antisocial movement.
Well, yeah, man. See, you're still a very young man.
Yeah.
But you see it yourself, man. But when I was a young boy, we didn't have that, man. You spoke to somebody. Somebody's walking down the street. Hello, how you doing, sir, ma'am?
Yeah.
You know, those things are gone. And they may not appear to be much, but when you add them all up, it's devastating to humanity.
I feel like people back in the day, they used to be more social as far as going out, having friends to play with. Now everybody's in the house. You know, they play video games. They're not outside. They're on computers 24/7. You know?
Yeah, well, it's selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I. It's greediness. Me, I got to have more, you know.
Yeah.
And so long term, if you have grandchildren and great-grandchildren and you watch that in them, you know, I remember my father with his grandchildren and great-grandchildren and my mother, God rest their souls, if they would see that in their grandchildren and great-grandchildren, they would correct it immediately. Because guess what? That's what they didn't allow in their own children.
Right.
So grandparents they could see it. And so, man, we miss that generation. Man, do I miss that generation. They called them the great generation. There was a reason they were called the great generation. They sacrificed. Man, did they sacrifice. And now we live at a time when all of that is gone. Or most of it is gone. And there's a fight, you know, to try and resurrect it. Because if you don't,
it's diminished forever.
Oh, man. If we don't resurrect it, you know, again, the future is not so bright. Now, why am I talking about this? Several reasons. As I said to you on yesterday, as you know, and it wasn't the first time that somebody looked back, saw you, and didn't think enough of you as a human being to close the door in your face. You know, it's happened before to me. I've never given it much thought. But with a combination of things that are happening and have been happening, over an extrapolated period of time, you know, then there's, then, and all of these different things that I'm going to add to the mix, it's time that we have a conversation about it. All the politics and all those other things certainly are part of it. But man, when are we going to face up to this? And the only people that can change it is us. And so we must be willing to have the frank and, you know, conversation about it. Maybe those proclivities are within you and me. I know they're not in me, right? Okay. It's not in me to close the door in somebody else's face. It's not in me to see somebody who is struggling and I'm in a position to do something to help them. Just not in me. That's not who I am. That's not who I've ever been. It doesn't make me better than anybody else. It's just not who I am. But I'm telling you, the more you look around you, the more you see the callousness, again, the coldness of a society, especially now with this nation, as it positions itself in a new world that we are, you know, entering into under Donald Trump and his regime. 855-752-4842. Want to talk, you know, about the U.S. ending life-saving food aid for tens of millions. The World Food Program calls it a death sentence. Man. Empathy. The ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Where is that? We're going to discuss that on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Me and Marvin Gaye, we want to bring some love in here today. Turn that up, man. Listen to the lyrics. War is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. There's a reason why all of my shows have always started with this song. It's what Tuesday. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842. And picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about, you know, the change that has occurred in this nation. Horrible, horrible change. The lack of empathy that is spreading across this nation. You can't feel the pain or the feelings of your other, you know, American or fellow man, you know, in this nation, or your fellow man globally, which I think is even more important. Anyway, the Trump administration has ended funding to the UN World Food Program, emergency programs helping keep millions alive in Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, and 11 other impoverished countries, many of them struggling with conflict, according to the organization and officials who spoke to the Associated Press. The World Food Program, the largest provider of food aid, appealed to the U.S. to roll back the new cuts in a social media post Monday. The unexpected round of contract cancellations has targeted some of the last remaining humanitarian programs run by the U.S. Agency for International Development. According to two U.S. officials, a United Nations official, and documents obtained by the Associated Press, this could amount to a death sentence for tens of millions of people facing extreme hunger and starvation. The agency said it was in contact with the Trump administration to urge for continued support for life-saving programs and thank the United States and other donors for past contributions. Secretary of State Marco Rubio and the other administration officials had pledged to spare emergency food programs and other life and death aid from deep cuts to the U.S. foreign assistance. There was no immediate comment Monday from the State Department. So even though Marco Rubio believes that this is a wrong-headed move, the Trump administration is moving forward with it.
That's crazy.
Lack of empathy, lack of humanity. You know, to cut it, let me put it in perspective. Programs targeted by the Trump administration in Syria, a country battling poverty, hunger, and insecurity after 13-year civil war and insurgency by the Islamic State group, some $230 million in contracts with the WFP and humanitarian groups was terminated in recent days. The single biggest of the targeted Syrian programs, $111 million, provided bread and other daily food to 1.5 million people. About 60 letters canceling the contracts were sent over this past week. Now, I don't know. Current and former USAID experts and partners said some $560 million in humanitarian aid was cut from Afghanistan, including for emergency food assistance, the treatment of severely malnourished babies, life-saving medical care, safe drinking water, and emergency mental health treatment for survivors of sexual and physical violence. Cut. And again, for what? Our nation could certainly afford to continue this program.
That goes back into that greed you're talking about.
Oh, man, empathy. The U.S. had been the major funder of the world WFP, providing $4.5 billion of the $9.8 billion in donations to the food agency last year. So over half of it. I don't care, man. I don't care if you're a Republican. I don't care if you support Donald Trump. If you're a human being, man, I don't care if you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Confucius, a Taoism, whoever you are. How can you, sleep knowing babies who have nothing to do with anything are going to be denied access to food, man? Come on, man. And this is all Donald Trump. It wasn't happening before him. People may say, well, we're tired of you talking about Donald Trump. How can you not talk about it, man? A monster. That's what that is, man. That's a monster. How can he sleep? How can any people around him say, that's all right? Lack of empathy. Our nation is wallowing in it. 855-752-4842. Your thoughts, we're going to keep on going because I got a lot more. We're going to take some phone calls. Because I know I'm not the only person who is realizing this. I'm not the only person who sees this. You see it every single day of your life. It's changed. We've changed. And not for the better. 855-752-4842. You know, loathe thy neighbor under Donald Trump. We'll be right back.
Understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind, and I'm counting on you. You can carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and dream.
Nights in white satin, never reaching the end. Letters I've written, never meaning to send. Beauty I'd always missed with these eyes before. Just what the truth. I can't say anymore, 'cause I love you.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Before you say, Earl, what a dark show, man. What's going on? Listen, man. It's, you know, if you're just joining us, I'm talking about what is happening in our nation and with the lack of empathy and concern about others and the loathing of thy neighbors. And it's only getting worse. And as I stated before, I'm from a different era. And we see this. And then we see it at the highest level of government. Which does not bode well for the future of our nation. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Hey, good morning to you, Jim. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Earl. Good morning, Earl. Good morning, Cardi. You are actually spot on, Earl. There is a decrease, unfortunately, in civility and empathy and just human, you know, positive human interaction. It's not specifically due to Donald Trump individually, but I look at it or call it like the Fox News type syndrome because of the cynicism on the media that's on social media, you know, airways with Fox News. But Donald Trump is definitely like the epitome of that. And you're right. I mean, I've had people just walk into a building and the door closes right behind them. On the bike trail, you know, when you pass somebody, it's civility, you know, it's human nature just to look that person in the eye and say hi. And when you do that, people will just stare blindly and just go straight ahead. And then let's not even go with driving. I mean, come on.
Oh, man.
People cut people off. They don't use their blinkers. You know, and it all goes, circles back to this heavy dose of, like, the cynicism from Fox News where it's America first, you first, and forget the other guy. You know, I mean, I was walking out of the doctor's office the other day right behind a gentleman who was my age, maybe a little younger, and we walk out the door, and right there parked in front in the handicap area was a woman on the passenger side outside trying to open a wheelchair to help get her husband out. And this guy walks right past her, you know, doesn't even look at her, you know, walks right past her, So anyway, you need to, or we need to, you know, as a nation and a civilization, is to set an example, be positive. So I walked right up. I helped the woman unfold the wheelchair, get it open, open the door, help get her husband out. You know, the guy needed help to get up and get into that chair. She's this frail little woman. I helped get him in. I wheeled her in. And the people in front in the office, they thanked me. One came around the corner, you know, around the desk and gave me a hug.
Hey, you
and
know,
the woman, you know, his husband helped. She was almost in tears.
Well, Jim,
how
you
hard
know
is that to do.
You didn't do it for a round of applause, right? You didn't do it for the cameras because they weren't there. You did it from the perspective of a fellow human being in need. But we don't.
Yes, it was the right thing to do.
Yes. Yes. But we live in a society now where that is not happening. And again, it's being magnified. Elon Musk and the Christian right are waging war on empathy. Right? Okay. So he stands.
Exactly.
He's got all this money, and so there are people who worship him because he has all this money. Never mind that he has no moral fiber. What good is it?
It's take care of yourself, forget the other guy. Empathy is weakness. It's unmasculine. It's a sign of weakness, like apologizing. Saying something as simple as, I'm sorry, or I made a mistake. Let's correct it and move on.
Oh.
That's human nature and empathy. But that's gone now. You never say you're sorry. You never acknowledge the other person. That's a sign of weakness, you know, unmasculine.
Hey, Jim.
Take care of yourself.
Hey, man, thank you, man. Keep doing that, because the only way that we get out of it is for people to see people doing what you're doing and understanding that's what you do when you have concern for your fellow human being. Thank you very much.
That's the example.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you. Let's go to Charles. Good morning to you, Charles. You say what, man?
Hey, good morning, Earl. You know, he used the words America first. And that's his reasoning behind, well, we're going to stick it to all these other countries because it's all about America. Well, it's not all about America, because we're not making sure that all Americans are taken care of. You know, they scream abortion, abortion, but once that baby is born, we don't care where that kid lays his head at night. We don't care where that kid is going to eat at. So it's not about America first. I have a couple of theories. I believe that Donald Trump was not loved growing up. I believe his dad was a nasty person, and his mom was not allowed to step in and stop his dad from verbally abusing him. And I also believe that Donald Trump believes that the rest of the world shall bow down to him. And because the rest of the world doesn't bow down to him, like they hate him in New York, well, he's going to make everybody suffer. And I truly believe that.
So,
you know, it's all about making everybody
so
suffer.
Charles, let me say this. This topic is not solely centered on Donald Trump. It is all of us, man, because you know, Donald Trump is just the apex. You know what I mean? He's in a position to say no to tens of millions of starving people on the globe. And you know what, Charles? In the end, he doesn't get away. I believe there's a power greater than ourselves. And so I believe that he will reap what he sows, right? You can believe it, whether it's God, whatever you want to call that entity. He's not going to get away. He'll pay the price for being a person who is willing to starve babies, you know, as if he has some power, you know. And he does have the power now to determine whether people live or die. But that's a hell of a position to be in, especially long term, when you're not on the side of making sure people live, but you're on the side of making sure people die. You know, he's 78 years old, man. He don't have a long time before he, you know, the decision would be rendered on him. So, Charles, right. Thank you very much for the call, man. I really appreciate it. Tom, how you doing, man? You say what?
Hey, good morning, Earl. I'm just curious. I'm asking the question, where are these right to life people? Why is there a selective group? If these people aren't good enough, therefore we don't really worry about taking care of them? Or, you know, where are they? Where are the people for the unborn, where there's malnourished mothers who will stillbirth these kids because they don't have enough? Where are they? Or again, are they just not, are they lesser human than the rest of us?
Well, you know, Tom, you're absolutely, this is why I said this is not a subject solely about Donald Trump. The fundamental weakness of Western civilization is empathy, said Elon Musk, couching his arguments in the type of pseudoscientific language that's catnip to both men's following on X. The empathy exploit, they're exploiting a bug in Western civilization, which is the empathy response. The idea that empathy is actually bad has also been gaining traction among white evangelical Christians in the U.S., some of whom have begun to recast the pains of empathy that might complicate their support for Donald Trump and his agenda. But it's bigger than Donald Trump, Tom. You see it, man. You see it in your own communities. You may see it in your own family. You may see it in your own children. Where we have gotten to a point, man, where, you know, that other person is not equal to me, right? I've got money. I've got stature. You know, I've got the whiteness of my skin over somebody else with darker skin, right? Okay. I live right. High on a hill. I don't live down on the ground. I'm better. That's the cancer. Donald Trump magnifies it, man. But it wasn't always that way, Tom. You and I have been around a little while. We remember a time when that didn't exist. And now you see it in younger children, man. We are breeding just cold, callous, heartless people. And we're calling and we're holding our heads up in the sky and saying, we're great Americans. No, you're not. If you don't have any compassion for another human being, doesn't matter whether you're an American or not. That doesn't make you better than anybody. Go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's all good. I guess it's just the Christian right is neither. And for them to stand up and complain about women getting abortions, doing everything they can to make women suffer, you know, because there's a good percentage of people who are not having or having abortions just to have an abortion. There's a good reason why they're having one. So why? Where are they? You know, they don't care. As long as, like they say, the Republicans and all those right to life people, they only care about the child until that child comes out. And then they don't care. That child could suffer all it needs, and they won't feed them. They won't give them proper medical attention. And that's even happening in this country now. You know, that. Why? What is going on here?
You know, Tom, empathy is a positive attribute. They're making it a negative attribute, right? This is what they're doing.
Right.
They're making right wrong and wrong right. And okay, you know, they're going to find some disciples, but the devil has some disciples, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. You know, now all of a sudden you and your party care about empathy.
And what are you talking about, man? Hey, let me be clear to you. I don't want to hear. No, I'm not. Listen, man. I'm not going to hear about you. I'm not going to hear about party.
Oh,
I did not say one thing about party. Okay.
Abortion issues.
Hey, listen, man. Listen,
you let
man.
People wander all the time. I bring up one sentence and you cut me off.
That's correct.
Let me give you an example. Can I give you an example?
No. I want to hear. No.
That Biden Harris lost in the country. What about those children?
Hey, CJ. Let me say this to you, man. Are you deaf? The fact that you can't hear. I talked about tens of millions of people who he's cutting food off to. And you want to come and mix something that has nothing to do with it. Address the tens of millions of people who are going to be starving to death because of the decision that's made by Donald Trump. Tens of millions.
Well,
right.
I hope that isn't the fact, but the fact is, listen,
man. I don't.
Many of them misuse. Can I respond, Earl? Without you talking over me, you never treat any of your other callers the way you do me.
No, man. But you know why? You know why? Because you lack empathy.
But can I respond?
Because you lack empathy. Hey, hang on, man.
Really?
I'll give you a chance.
Well,
yeah, you do. Hang on. 855-752-4842. You absolutely lack empathy. You don't know the definition of it. 855-752-4842. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Yeah, man. You know, it is still mind-boggling to me that somebody can hear about tens of millions of children and people who are going to be starved to death by a decision made by Donald Trump, and they want to tell me about, well, you know, about the 300,000 people that Joe Biden lost. You know, I mean, just a ridiculous statement, totally ignoring tens of millions of human beings who are going to starve to death. He didn't even hear that. And then he gets frustrated because he says, I say that he lacks empathy. He totally ignored the tens of millions of people, man. Hey, Brendan, what's going on, man? You say what?
Well, you know, it's the same old story with him. I say that we need, as a people, to remember who's doing this to us. It's the cult of personality. We need to remember that we're all Americans. We need to get elbow to elbow. And I believe we will crush the cult. We will crush the CJ cult and the idiots like him. Did you notice how he said, I hope that isn't the fact?
Yes.
There it is right there.
I know.
There it is right there. I hope it isn't the fact. Well, they don't tell me that on Fox News, so I can't believe that it could be true. But – 100,000 people in Boston came together. Millions of people in this country came together over the weekend. And those numbers are going to continue to grow. And we will crush the cult. We will crush the cult of personality because we're all taxpaying Americans. And the 15th of April is coming. And as people think about having to go and get their taxes done and pay their taxes, they're going to start thinking a lot more about what they see going on. And the party has completely let go of the kitchen table we heard about for 2 years, the kitchen table topics of America. Well, where's the kitchen table now? Well, you know what? In many American homes, that kitchen table's empty. And we got to pull together as a people. And we got to know what's right, whether we have disagreements on policy or not. We're all Americans.
Hey, Brendan.
That's all I got
to say. Brendan, don't do – is it just me seeing this change in people? I don't care where it is, where you go. CJ brought up, well, your party. I didn't say anything about party, man. You are so fixated on party, you and others. Okay. Well, it's your party. It's not about that, man. You know, you see somebody who needs your help, who is struggling, man, you do it. You don't do it for any reason other than the fact that is a fellow human being who's here at the same time you are, and you're here. You had nothing to do with coming here. I had nothing to do with coming here, but we are here, and we are here at the same point in time. And so what can we do during the time that we're here to uplift and make sure that other human beings, man, have an equal shot at life? What's am I thinking crazy, Brendan?
No, not at all. I think Earl, CJ made your point for you. He lacks empathy. He's so focused on what the cult of personality is telling him to think about. He's forgotten that he's an American. He's forgotten that people have died for his freedom. Men and women have given their lives in wars for his freedom, for the ability for him to make a good living and be successful. He's forgotten all that. Well, with that comes the responsibility of society and living within a society and being part of a community. That's all. He lacks empathy.
Well said, man. Thank you very much for the call. 855-752-4842. Got a lot more to talk about. Going to continue the conversation on the Earl Ingram Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.